kings of disaster. Let him in constancy follow the master.
I lie down before you and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security.
Going to have a teaching today on faith, and we're calling our teaching My Today's Faith. My Today's Faith. Did you know that you have and are having a faith today? Let's turn to Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, and today's teaching is My Today's Faith. My Today's Faith. And it says here in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, or his faithfulness. But know what it says, that God reveals, he gives a revelation of faith, because he is faith, from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And so we get an understanding of that we have faith for today. This is not talking about yesterday, it's not talking about tomorrow or next week. It is talking about today, now, this moment, for each of us who have been declared righteous in Christ. We now walk by faith, and we have faith for today. Otherwise, we would not be able to walk it. Otherwise, what Christ achieved at the cross would be futile. So we're calling our teaching My Today's Faith. And we have to learn with today's faith, now that I have my planning for the future and seeking a future in this life, is not what an overcomer is destined for. It is far greater and bigger what God has called us to and for than just seeking this life and building in this life and building a future. That is not what an overcomer is and is called for. You see, if your eyes and your heart are on Jesus, then he won't let you plan contrary to his will. What he's going to do is, he's going to say, my grace is sufficient. You have the faith to walk this day, because I have given it. I have gone before, I have prepared the way. So we have faith for today. We leave tomorrow in God's hands. But we walk out by faith this day and what this day entails. Because it is God that gives the increase. God is the one who will bless. God will be the one if he gives you promotion at work. God is the one who will multiply. God is the one, if you haven't much food in the cupboard, he will multiply when you put it out on the table. It just goes on. Why? Because we live by today's faith. And we have got to learn this one, brothers and sisters, because we're all going to be tried and tested. We don't know how long the Lord prolongs his coming. But we know things are getting bad. There is shortages coming and so on, all of which has been predicted and warned for many years. And yet we want to know what tomorrow will bring. We want our dreams and our aspirations to happen. And you know, we don't only plan for our lives and our futures, but we also find ourselves planning for others as well. And that is not what God has called us for as overcomers. God has called us to live today, now, by faith. I have the faith to make it through this day. Whatever my circumstances, whatever I may be going through, or whatever situation is in front of me, whatever needs are needed, the faith is there for today. Our problem is we don't always believe it. And one of the problems why we don't believe it is because we still want to be in control. One of the things that Jesus said that's challenging to all the church and the overcomers is he says that when I return, shall I find faith or faithfulness upon the earth? As he says in Luke 18 verse 8, which you know very well. But let's just remind ourselves in light of what he's raising. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? With a question mark. Will there be those who really believe? Will it really be taught as it should be taught? He raises that question. That is what he is looking for. He's fundamentally saying, will I find people who confess my name living by today's faith? The faith for now. Will I find faith on the earth? Well, it's a good question. It's one I find I can't fully answer. Because only the Lord will know when he comes and returns and what he sees. I know that what the scriptures tell us in the last days is pretty horrendous, with the great falling away, with the apostasy. So it's only going to be a remnant who are believing, but that would be good enough for the Lord. And that's what he looks for us. Is there a remnant believing? If I were to come tonight, would I find you believing? That's the great challenge. That is the great question. Because when you walk by faith, you do not plan your life out. You do not plan your future years ahead and so on. You walk each day by faith. And this is why there is problems in the house of God, of depression, moodiness, that's found in Christians, because they're trying to plan and scheme, and God hinders it. And they get depressed. Oh, it doesn't work. Faith doesn't work. The promises don't work. No, it's nothing to do with that. It's because you're out of the will of God. You've never settled God's will. It's still your will. And we're very good at giving lip service. But the question is, do we really, really want God's will? And God's will is, as I'm talking today, his will is today's faith, living by faith and walking today. What does Proverbs 27 tell us? Proverbs 27 and verse 1. Proverbs 27 and verse 1, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what day may bring forth. So in other words, what he's saying quite clearly here is, don't plan. Don't try and work out the future. Don't have too much confidence in it. Walk this day by faith, for you do not know what day the day may bring forth. None of us know what the day brings forth. And that is why we live by today's faith. You see, we have to face the fact that a lot of professing believers are not really that interested in God's will. What does James tell us with regard to that? James chapter 4 and verses 1 to 3. James chapter 4 and verses 1 to 3. And here he touches on the problem. He says, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust, you do not have. You murder, you obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. That is saying exactly what I've just been saying. They are professing believers who are in control of their lives, building their life, their future, their pleasures, their wants. And they call it the promises of God. Who are they kidding? And that is why you find that there is worldliness, there's strife, bitterness, arguments. He says fighting and war, yet you do not have because you ask. In other words, they don't ask for the right thing. They can't ask in faith for the right thing because they're worldly. They're doing it their way. They're deceived. But you see, this is why we have to be delivered. And of course, what motivates behind all of this is pride. It is that independent spirit that tries to work. Because the Bible clearly says, doesn't it, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And if we're not in faith, trusting the Lord, then we are not going to please him. And therefore, we're going to be carnal in the flesh. We are not going to understand the ways of God. I'm reminded of the parable of the young ruler in Luke 12. In Luke 12, verses 13 to 21. Now here again is a good analogy of this. Luke 12, and verses 13 to 21. Then one from the crowd said to him, teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. And he said to him, man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you? And he said to him, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself, and is it not rich toward God? So there you get again a type of analogy of doing it without God. This man is planning his future, his life. He's not too worried about faith or today's faith. And so he can lay back, complacent, and look at all what he has achieved. God isn't going to let us do that. Everything that we are blessed with and will be blessed is because God has provided, and it's come as a result of living by faith, putting the kingdom first. And the problem with this man is he's using his riches to plan the future. And there is the problem. And that's what people do. That's what very rich people do and are doing. They're all planning and building the future, a hope. And they fail to see that their very soul can be required of them this night. And this is why, of course, we live in an age and generation now where we're seeing these huge mega empires being built, controlling the world, taking over governments and so on. It's all part of the New Age system that we are seeing being ushered in, that's going to be run and given over to the Antichrist. The Antichrist wants the power. He wants the wealth. He wants the politics. He wants the religion to deceive the world and Israel. So you can see what direction it's all moving towards. And this is why God is so opposed to this, and that we are getting completely delivered from that mindset and thinking, so that we walk by today's faith now. And saints, you plan and reveal for the future, you know, planning away and everything, all they're actually manifesting is fear and anxiety. Because that is what fear and anxiety will do. It will plan. It will look to a future. What is it? Matthew 6, verse 34. Matthew 6 and verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So we do not have to think about tomorrow, next week. We live by faith today, now, this moment. And that is how we are to walk, brothers and sisters. Because this will be a great deliverance in the mind and the heart. This will close doors to areas in our mind and heart of anxieties and fears or frustrations and depressions that come as a result of this. The enemy's master. He knows how to do it. He knows to keep us independent from today's faith. He doesn't want you experiencing today's faith, because it is a gift of God. That's why he gives us the ability, the power to believe today and to experience and confess these promises against all odds or what is going on. I'm reminded of the corruption of Israel's leaders. Turn with me, if you will, to Isaiah 56, verses 10 to 12. Isaiah 56, and verses 10 to 12. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yes, they are greedy dogs which never have enough. And they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his own gain, from his own territory. Come, one says, I will bring wine, and we will fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. Tomorrow will be as today, and much more abound. There we are. God admonishing the leaders of Israel. Look what's happened there, exactly what we're talking about, and sadly what goes on amongst Christians. They have it under control. They've got tomorrow under control. Don't worry, it'll all look after itself, and so on. He says they're intoxicated. They become alcoholics, drinking excessively. They look to their own way. And so it goes on. And brothers and sisters, this is so easy to do. There are times when we don't realize we're actually doing it. You see, faith should bring blessings. For this day, whatever this day requires, whether it's individually or for the family or whatever situation, it should bring blessing this day. We get the analogy of Israel, don't we, wanting to store up the manna. Oh, she was trying to plan for the future. Well, we better store up this manna, you know. We're in the wilderness and we don't know when our next meal is coming, even though God said he would bless it each day. And then, of course, we know what happened. When they started to store it up, it all went moldy. It went off. Manna is for each day. Blessings and what you need are for each day. The blessings will be for tomorrow or next week if the Lord tarries. You live today, now, this moment, by faith. That is why we're like spiritual sojourners passing through. That's what we should be spiritually. What does it say as I bring this to a conclusion in Hebrews 11 and verse 9? Hebrews 11 and verse 9. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac, Jacob, and the heirs with him of the same promise. That is how faithful Abraham walked, and all his descendants. They lived each day by faith, and didn't worry about tomorrow. What does 1 Peter chapter 1, 17 say? 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. If you call on the Father who without partiality, hang on a minute, 1 Peter chapter 1, 17, yes. If you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So we're told to walk by faith and not rely on things of the past, what your work is, what your family life is, or what career you've had, or whatever it would be. They're all corruptible things. No, he says, walk this day by faith. So our life, our circumstances, our past, whatever we come from, background, education, or whatever it would be, that doesn't matter. Irrelevant. You walk this day by faith. You know, more of the kingdom has to be put first into our lives and hearts. We've got to experience much more of God's kingdom. And as we experience more of that kingdom, so we get our deliverance. We get our healing. We get the deliverance in the mind and so on. There is still so much to pertain to the kingdom, to experience from the kingdom. There is still so much about the kingdom that God wants to bless us with, as we seek it and as we put it first. And we put it first by living by today's faith now, this moment. You say to me, yes, but you don't know my circumstances. You don't know, I may be losing my job next week, or whatever it would be. Well, next week is next week. Let that look after itself. Live today, now, by faith. And you watch what will be unfolded. God will provide everything that you need, I need, for this day, for now, this moment. He's providing life to us. He's providing the air that we breathe. All of these things that we so often take for granted, and yet that's what keeps us alive. So how much more then, when we begin to look to these promises and confess these promises, and many of these promises are for you now. But we have to rest in that. We have to believe upon that. And this will never ever be achieved or come all the while we're trying to plan and work out our lives for the future. Because it's not going to happen. You will find that God has got a different plan. And the only way you will know that plan being unfolded in your life is to walk it each day by faith. And you can rest in that this is God's will for me today. What tomorrow, next week holds, that is not my concern. My concern is today, now, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And there you're going to find your deliverance, your rest, your peace. You're going to find everything and more when you learn this simple principle. And that is my today's faith.
Thank you.